It's time to talk some Blues hockey. Welcome to the Blues NHL podcast, hosted by former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers and former Blues enforcer Darren Kimball.
And we got a problem in front of the Hawk bench. Kimball pulling at Roenick. Here's Kimball swinging at Roenick wildly, and the linesman trying to get in between him.
Look at Radek. He dropped the gloves with Rivers. The referee or the linesman should jump in here. You can't let a guy like Rivers continue to throw punches.
Federico stolen from Reinhardt. Breaking in to Hunter. Hunter shooting. Rebound. Recognizer scores!
Here comes Chevalier. He'll be thrown out of the game. Curtis Joseph grabs Chevalier, and the two goalies go at it. Head to head. And Joseph with three great right.
Turgeon to Hall, looking for 500. He shoots. He scores! Brett Hall, number 500.
Tarasenko in the clear. He scores! Get up, St. Louis. Get on your feet. They did it. It's over. The game is over. The series is over. The wait is over. And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history.
Hello, Blues fans, and welcome to a extremely special edition of your Blues NHL podcast. I'm your off-ice official, Jim Cromer, and I'd like to welcome you to the SynergyHockeySkills.com studios, where at Synergy Hockey Skills, all these young players, boys or girls, are going to get their game polished and become great players as over time. And I guess it's kind of fitting that we'll talk about that as it's the adults in life that kind of shape our youngsters of today. So one of those guys, too, being Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com, his wonderful daughter, Stephanie Green, kind of taking the reins. That's kind of the theme around here. So if you have residential, commercial, industrial work, make sure you call InnovativeCompanies.com. Check out their website. They'll take care of you. But it's our parents that kind of mold us and shape us, and we have a very special treat for everyone out there today. If you've ever wondered what it's like to raise a tough guy, we're going to find out today, because we have a very special guest in all the way from Canada. It's Mama Kimball. Welcome to the studio, Mama Kimball.
Yeah.
See, we're not even – hey, that's how important you are. I'm not even going to introduce Jamie, Coach Henson, or
There doesn't
Kimby.
Need to be an introduction,
no introductions.
For us, okay?
The queen of – the queen's here. So welcome to our studio. How are you?
Well, thank you.
I have so many questions,
nervous.
Mama Kimball.
Nervous? Nervous. You weren't nervous 5 minutes ago. You were railing away in here. So let's stay right there. That was good stuff.
I think we got to let it be known that Mama Kimball came in today, and she's wearing a beautiful scarf.
Yes,
with
she
the Canadian
is.
Maple Leafs
yes,
on it.
Yes.
So hats off for that.
Yes.
Number one.
That's right.
We're a world champions.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
So, and I got to tell you, I really enjoyed the other day. A friend of the show, Justin Rohr, it took you out and showed you the sights, and you went and visited some of our partners. How was the barbecue at Adam's Smokehouse? Let's start right there.
It was wonderful.
Really?
Yes.
It is good. Now, did you charge it to Riv's account? He's got an account over there.
Kimball's pay their way.
Kimball.
Well, that'd be.
Wait a minute.
You better tell Darren that. Oh, why? My God.
Why would you do that now?
Well, I don't know what he does, but I mean, I do.
He forgets his wallet an awful lot, I'll tell you that much.
That's alligator arms over there.
Alligator arms.
So, hey, hang on. There's a great story here. So, Kimby, you told me last night Mama Kimball heads off to Adam's Smokehouse, and then she brings some home, and there's a tab to it, right?
Well, I asked her. I wanted her to make sure she paid for Justin. I said, you got to pay for him. He's driving you around. And comes back, and she brought two big sleeves of it back.
Oh, so those were some ribs for you?
Yeah. There was a tab on there, and I and I said, did you pay for that? I said, because you know ribs ain't paying for that stuff. That's a joke on our radio.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure Mike took good care of you over there. But,
she was. Hey, it was good.
Yep. So you had some barbecue, and then you had to stop out because Darren is very curious if Brian Patterson has ever really changed a tire, if he stands around and talks about it all day. So we had confirmation. You did see him working. Is this correct?
Actually, he was going into the building.
Oh, okay.
And, Justin called him.
Oh, okay.
All I wanted was to see the places that Darren did these things at. Right. You know, I'm just amazed.
Right. Hell yeah. You're amazed. He's exceeded your expectations, is what you're saying.
Well, no, I just want, you know, I just want to know where the buildings were.
Sure.
Because when we listen to your podcast all the time, and this way I can, oh yeah, I know where that is now. And I miss the minor.
Minor
Arena. Okay, yeah.
He may have kept you there, so you're probably safer not going in there.
Yeah, he's got a penalty box in there and everything. He would have put you in it. You'd have been in big trouble.
Plexiglass room. You got to worry about that.
We got to be careful. He'd have had. Hey, there would have been a picture of you on the wall sign, though. That would have been good. He's good. He's good at that.
So, Chromes, we got to jump into this, okay?
Okay.
Tell us what it's like, okay, to raise a young Darren Kimble. What kind of kid was Kimby? Because we've known him as an adult.
Uh-huh. Don't you look at her like that.
Yeah, don't you make eye contact. I want to know what Darren Kimble was like as a young man growing up in Lucky Lake.
Well, he was perfect.
Oh my Lord. This isn't going like I thought at all.
Mama, I told you, I will drive you to the airport. Don't let him threaten you, okay?
He's probably going to drive me faster.
Oh, that's true. So, was he a hyper kid? Was he a hardworking kid? Did he always play kind of a hard-nosed style? Like, all our listeners want to know. I guarantee you, when my mom or dad come in here, and they will at some point, they'll give the goods on me. But Darren, you know, he's such a great guy, and he played such a tough role in the game of hockey. We're curious. What was he like as a kid?
Well, he won all the Most Valuable Players awards, the trophies. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. He's always at the rink or over at school.
School?
Well, they
must have had a rink
sports.
There.
Must have had, yeah.
No, you know what school sports are like.
Yeah.
My kid, I was just across there, not too far, and they'd run back afterwards, and that's where they would do the sports there. And no, he didn't cause too much trouble that I know of.
Now, was he a hard worker around the farm?
He's pretty young, so no, he didn't do that much there, did you?
Oh, we hear a lot of stories about all the hard work on the farm.
Oh, the sore backs he tells us about.
Here, I'll help her up for a second here. So I shoveled pig shit for how many years, and where did that all go?
Well, she's like, that's not hard work. What are you
doing? Yeah, she's like, that's the easy one.
Forgot about that, Darren.
She's got. Yeah. I got two older brothers that are her number one, so I got to sort of fall into place on this ladder.
you're raising Kimby, and he loves hockey, I'm assuming, right? Like,
yes.
And now, did you always love it? Has it been something that you thought from day one, I mean, this is my sport?
Well, my two brothers played.
Okay.
And when you come from a little town like that, the towns were close and really a rivalry, you know, between, like, say, Beachy and Lucky Lake. It got really, really bad at times.
Yeah.
With the fans, you know. I saw one lady grab one of the other, the other players and by a throat there and just kind of shake. And that was kind of fun watching it.
Now it's all adding up. Yes.
Yeah, it's all adding up. Here we get the dry erase board. We're connecting things quickly here.
Now it's starting to.
That was a long time ago.
Well, not that long.
Yeah.
So as you watch, you know, your son kind of start to become a prominent hockey player in the area there, and you know, Ribs always is careful to remind people, you know, how good of a player he was. He wasn't just a tough guy.
Well, that's
right?
What I wanted to hit on too is you talk about he's you know, most valuable player trophies and medals and things like that. I think that's a side that I'd love to talk about is that, you know, Darren Kimble didn't come out of the womb swinging punches.
Well, he might have.
He may have done that, but he was a heck of a hockey player growing up, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And, you know, like you just have to go to his junior year and see what he did. And he didn't go there to be a tough guy. That's the job they give you. And when you either do what they want or you won't be there that long.
That's true.
So, and I guess he was good with that too. So that's the job he got.
Well, he was really good at that, but I think that's the biggest thing is we try to remind people that listen here that all these guys who were tough hockey players, it doesn't start that way. That they had to be really good at every level going up just to get the chance to play junior hockey, especially playing the WHL.
Yeah.
You don't go there because you can't play.
No, that's right.
And then, like you said, you're given a choice to, to do a job or not. Fortunately or unfortunately, Darren was really good at that job as well.
Yes.
So that's kind of the road it took. Now, kind of elaborating on that or going a little deeper, when you're a mom and you're watching the hockey games and you're proud of your son for sure. I mean, I know my mom talks about it all the time too. But how hard is it to watch him go play and then you see him getting in a fight? That's got to be difficult.
No, I didn't mind it.
No, not at all. I would have been, see me as a parent, I got two boys right now and they're a piece of work, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But I'd still nervous when they, you know, they get, if they're throwing the gloves down and going, I'd have a little like a sweat there. I'd be like, oh my God.
Well, the way I look at it, they're on skates. And I would sooner have that than that back checking into the board. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think they'd get hurt that much that way with, because where do you get your grip with the skates? Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. That part didn't bother me.
By bothering me, the funny thing is that my dad, so.
Yeah, bothered him. Yeah.
Oh, bothered Papa. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
So when Dad, you know, he was, you know, he played the farm, always farming, like I've told you before, and Mom would travel with me. Well, I was up in Saskatoon, and first time me and Twister fight, and so Dad went to that game, and that's when, I get my nose broken, and so, but the old man was there, and he didn't like that shit, but she was fine with it all the time. She never had a problem with it.
Which, by the way, I talked to Twister this morning. On my way into the show.
Oh, we're going to have a rematch right here?
No. Okay. It's crazy how this world works, right? Because I'm on my way into the show, and I haven't been in here for many, maybe two or three the whole season so far.
He's busy, if you haven't noticed. He'll let you know about it, too.
I'm real busy. I'll tell you about it later, but I'll probably be busy. So, Twister, my phone blows up, and it's Tony Twist. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
What's going on now, right?
Bail money? You got bail money?
I don't know. Where are we going? Who owes you money, Twister? But no, he calls me just to see how things are going and this and that. And I tell him, I said, I'm going into the podcast to see Kimby. And he goes, oh, my God. He goes, I love Kimby. He says, he's a great man. And I told him, I said, Mama Kimball's going to be there, too. He goes, well, you tell Mama Kimball that I enjoyed and hated fighting her son all those years. So he said he's got nothing but respect for Darren. But it's just funny how that works. It's coming full circle. And now we got Mama Kimball in here.
So I got to ask you some of the stuff that I'm sure a lot of fans, or you know, they always want to know from these guys what the experiences were like for some of the things that, unfortunately, we'll never experience. Mm-hmm. Getting drafted, signing a contract, doing all this, all that kind of stuff. So we've heard from both of these guys at different times about some of those different scenarios, and there's still a million questions for both of them. But the fact is, you're the parent, right? So here's your son. And he achieves this dream. So what's that like for you as he starts to realize some of these things? Like when he signs his pro contract and you know now he's going to get to do some of this stuff. What was that like for you?
Well, we were very proud, but we had to let him leave Lucky Lake at a young age. That was hard. And, he went to Swift Current, but we had him in a good place, a boarding place, and down there quite a bit, but he wanted it that bad and didn't want to say he couldn't do it because the hockey wasn't in Lucky Lake. He needed to have I wouldn't say better, but I mean there was times
he needed to get out there against better competition,
be seen, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I watched some of those games, and he'd be up close to the net, and some of the other players would be back quite a ways, because he was big. You know? And I don't mean it that way.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, it's just that, some of them were smaller players, and it took a little longer to get there, and Darren would be up there. And, it was exciting. But the worst was letting him go.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a tough thing. So, yeah.
Especially from a small town, too, where, you know, you guys are all working around the farm and being together as family, whether you love each other one day, hate each other the next, it doesn't matter. You guys love each other to death, and it's a tight-knit group. And then you expand on that, and it's a small town, too, where everybody knows everybody. So it sure was hard for you. It had to be hard for you, too, Kimby. I know you're young and dumb at the time, and you think the world's a joke, and I was there, too, but... Coming from a small town where everybody knows you and you're in this little community, that had to be tough.
You know, and I don't know if I've ever talked about it, but I probably benefited from my older brother because he went through the ranks and they went through and he went to junior and he went there and he quit junior and he'd come back to be a farmer. And but the not only me, but my mother and my father would have learned lessons about that, what you got to do to stay into the ball game. And because my brother was a good hockey player and he was tough too. And but he threw it all away. So then the process that he went through, I sort of follow in behind. But we've already been that, you know, they've already been that way. And I didn't want to sit on a tractor all day. I just didn't want that. And, you know, I would sit out there when there was no cabs and I'd had to do the raking all the time. I didn't like it. And but you had to do it because that's what the old man wanted you to do. So, but I just wanted to get away from it. And not that I didn't like the farm because I understood it all.
I get it.
And, you know, my dad, who I respected the most of anyone in the world, because of the work he had to put into it, but I just didn't want that. And hockey was my life, so, you know, knowing what my brother did, and it probably even fueled me a little bit, because there was a point in time where I was, I sat in the medicine hat in a hotel, and I said this before on the show, but my mom was there, and dad were there, because I got traded, and I was ready to quit, and probably the woman beside me sort of said, "You're not quitting. We're going to stay with this." And then my old man, who didn't say a lot, you know, she let her do most of the talking. But dad would say, he sat there, "Let's give it a chance. And, so let's see what happens here." So that's basically, but it, for them, they had to push me through that because my brother had quit.
Yeah.
So they sort of, maybe a little hindsight that they knew, said, "Well, let's just give it a little far. If you want to quit," they didn't force me to do it, you know, which is a good sign. Because I do that with my kids sometimes, Rivs, and I'm sure you do with yours. You see them and you're trying to say, "This is what we need to do because we've lived it." But when you hadn't lived it yet and they had sort of lived it with my brother, they sort of knew maybe we better push through here because you're going to regret it if you don't. Because I think my brother does. And so you learn stuff in life, and then that's what I did with them.
Now, Mama Kimball, how hard was that? As a parent, because, you know, Darren and I haven't been there yet. Our kids are getting to the point where they may leave home in the next couple of years. They may not, but they might do it and go play junior hockey somewhere. Mm-hmm. How hard is that as a parent where you're sitting there, you love your kid so much, you see him where maybe he's not as happy as he could be, but you know better, and you know you got to give him a little nudge here to keep him going on the right path. I mean, that's got to be hard.
Yes, but... we didn't really force the kids. They wanted to do it. And we want to give them the opportunity. And I have another son, too, the middle son. And I took him down to Weyburn. He was asked to camp there. But he was smaller at the time. And it took longer for him to get something like Lawson. Lawson was. And look how he has... Well, Dwayne was like that too, and but I mean, they all had the three boys had a chance, and that's all we wanted was to give them a chance. We weren't like parents that you have to do it and that's it, and no, we weren't like that. We let them decide, that encouraged them, but yeah.
He encouraged him. The old man encouraged you with a stick.
Well, he probably had to.
He had to.
Well, are you kidding me? With no, three boys, he probably had to. He probably put a boot up your ass, too.
Yeah.
So
he didn't do that, but maybe he should have.
So it's a lot of work, a lot of support. His support system obviously was great, and it takes him from a very young man to where he kind of rises up through the ranks. And then you start to realize some of the real dreams, and we're going to talk about those in just a second, but I do want to remind people, make sure you check us out at bluesnhlpodcast.com. Subscribe to the show. It's absolutely free. Find us on our social media sites at STL Blues Podcast. Find us on Facebook, Blues NHL Podcast as well. When you do that, make sure you like the page. See the pinned post. That's going to be our show. If you'd comment on it, like it, and share it, that'd be great. LineupMediaGroup.fm, thank you for your support. Yo Radio, streaming platform for your mobile device. To our friends at Adam Smokehouse, who Mama Kimball met yesterday, it was a tremendous opportunity to meet some of the show. Thank you for your hospitality. It's Best Barbecue in St. Louis, folks. Check them out over on Watson Road. Open till 7, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. You guys will not be disappointed. That's Adam Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. To the Nelson family, who's been good friends of the Kimballs and the Rivers for a long time, NelsonLandServices.com, 5-star locally rated company with reasonable prices. No job too big or small for them, and they will take care of you. So thank you for supporting the people that support us. We couldn't do it without all of them.
You know the thing about Adam Smokehouse?
Yes.
So my mother, she used to take barbecue classes, and then she used to teach them, you know, back in the small. So if she's giving it a compliment, that's quite a compliment to the place. It's, you know, my mom's is my best food that I've ever had, and my mother-in-law is right in the ball game with her. But it's the best cooks you'll ever have is your mom usually, and
sure.
So she's complimenting the place. That's quite the
quite the thing. Little did Adam Smokehouse know they had a secret shopper there.
Secret shopper, yeah.
I like it.
Well,
One more thing too.
Go ahead.
Hey, and Rip's going to attest to this. So. When you're growing up, just because we're at the start when we're growing, when you get up into Canada, back in the day when it's like 40 below and there's snowstorms and that, the games weren't canceled. Like about a week ago or about a month ago, we canceled them in St. Louis here when that snowstorm came in. They weren't canceled. So this woman here, she always had her Cadillac. We always drove in the Cadillac.
Oh, the old Cadillac.
Yeah. And so we cracked
the big boy. Was it the big boy?
Yeah, the big old Cadillac.
Which one was it? What model?
The DeVille, wasn't it?
It wasn't that big.
It had fins on it, didn't it?
But SRX.
There you go.
Oh.
But we'd always.
I had a car before then, yeah.
In the car, we would drive. And, you know, it was only 50 miles or something, but you would sleep. But you're in a storm, and you'd be going, you know, those hills and that. And
rear-wheel drive, too.
You're not talking, like, 2 inches of snow. You're talking, like, feet. And, you know, my mother would sit there, and she's the one that was trucking me through this stuff, man. So, you know, kudos to that.
Well, so all this stuff goes into it, right?
Yeah.
And he's in there, and he's working. He's doing his thing. His role is kind of changing. You know, that, you know, you've talked about that, how, you know, you were fine with it. It was a job. He did what he did. But then he realizes the dream. I mean, he's talked on here numerous times about how Guy Lafleur was his idol, and now he's in Quebec, and he gets called up. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we've heard from both of these guys what it's like to get that call, and I get goosebumps just thinking about it, you know, for these guys. But for you. So I'm assuming, Darren, I mean, we've never really talked about this, but I'm assuming you get told you're called up, you call home.
Yeah, I had it in my contract, too, and I don't know what it is, but... If I was ever to play my first NHL game, my parents were going to be flowing into it.
Oh, okay.
And now I don't know. We don't get into my first one because it happens. When you're in the NHL, it just happens and you're playing already. So they don't get you in on that time. But they did fly mom and dad in eventually to Quebec. And but that's just part of the content. So when I get called and call them, yeah, there's an excitment going on for
How's
sure.
How's that? Did the big guy have a parade? Did the big guy choke up a little bit? Did we get a little bit of a gurgle in his voice when he was telling you? Or
well, him? He's probably too hyper at the time.
Well, the funny part was I had tickets to go. I was taking my daughter. We went down. We were going to Halifax. That's where he was. Yeah. And he phones. I got called up. So, oh.
She's like, dang it, I got to eat these tickets now.
I've got to change the tickets now. And so I did, and my daughter and I, didn't your dad go the first time?
Dad did, yeah.
And then Karen and I, we were going there.
So your dad went to the first game that you
played? Not the first game, he doesn't get to, but they come shortly after.
He just told you that.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I thought, and then I thought, well, maybe he meant just dad went. Okay.
I think I could be mistaken, too, but Mom will clarify it. But I think that's pretty well the first time dad gets on a plane, isn't it?
Well, he didn't like flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we probably didn't do a whole lot of it growing up. Flying was a luxury or a necessity way back when. It wasn't like he just jumped on a plane. Yeah. You jumped in the car. That's
he never liked it, and he didn't like driving in the city, so I got the job.
Lucky mama.
Yeah.
No wonder you had that big Cadillac.
Darren should never have told you guys. It wasn't that big. It's just that.
Well, you don't know. They don't make a small Cadillac, do they?
You had to fit Darren's head in there. It had to be big enough.
I'm very modest.
I knew we were going there. You wake up in the morning, this jackass is tweeting early in the morning.
There we go.
Old Kenny Rod.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that
gold.
In a minute.
You know that's gold.
So now, his first game was quite a game for him. Did you get to see it on TV or listen to it?
That's where we saw the first one. We saw him make that goal and assist the first game.
No, because I had a goal in two fights.
A goal in two fights. What?
Not a bad start. A goal in two fights.
Did you not get that goal the first game?
First game.
Wow.
And he had the fights, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you watch the game in English or French? Because I know back home, like in Ottawa, we had the English, like we had four channels at my house, and it wasn't, like there was no luxury. We had CBC, and then we had the French channel that we always got, the Canadians or the Nordiques, depending on who was playing who. So
no, it was in English.
There you go.
We had that.
So we were quite excited when we saw the first goal.
Oh, my Lord.
You go back into...
Kimby, tell us about the end-to-end rush, though.
Yeah.
When I get to the old man, he had a satellite. Remember back in the day, those satellite dishes were as big as a room?
Oh, yeah.
He had one of those. The old man had that going, and that's what you had to run with. That's the only way. You know how back in our day, we weren't on television all the time like they are today. And so you get on there, but the old man, he'd go out and buy that big satellite dish because he would sit there and watch it all the time.
We had one in our backyard, too. Took up the entire backyard. Like my mom was hanging clothes on by the end of the, like,
I didn't do that.
She had to. She had nowhere else. I think the clothesline actually went to the satellite dish. Good Lord.
So he has an unbelievable start, you know, and you guys are all excited. So he goes through this career. Was there ever any time you were watching and he got into it with somebody or something happened that did were you ever nervous?
No, I wasn't, but sometimes I didn't care that much for a couple of announcers, the way that they put it out there. It's not actually in the NHL, but this was in, when he was with PA and whatnot. And, we would listen to the game on radio. And when we couldn't get it, we'd go up. His Albert's dad owned some land just outside of Lucky Lake, and there's a big hill. So we'd go up there so we could hear the game. And all of a sudden, it was, I don't know if you knew about Roger Millions.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
He was the announcer.
And oh, boy.
All of a sudden, it come over, and Campbell, his face is like hamburger.
Hey, that's a marketing opportunity if I've ever heard one, Riz. Fire up the T-shirt machines.
I'll have the McKimby, please.
Hey, guys, fire. Hey, somebody get McDonald's on the line. Somebody get. Hey, we got a sponsorship opportunity like you wouldn't believe around here.
Well, you know, as you know, Tony and Darren, they fought different times. But I was so upset. My family was upset. So I go, like when I go to Saskatoon and PA's playing against Saskatoon, and I get a hold of him.
Oh, I love it.
And I was nice about it. And I just said, my family was so upset when they heard that. Because we were on the phone. What's happening? And, you know, he kind of felt bad. And he says, well, he was just doing his job. So anyway, he didn't do that anymore. But I just said, we're back this thing on the radio. And,
It's hard to.
Now, wait. Now, Roger Millions, he did the radio for the Blades,
didn't he?
Yeah, so that's what happened, right? You're up on the hill listening to the Blades broadcast. Well, Darren's playing for PA, Prince Albert. Yes. So that's why he said that, because he's the home team.
That's
guy.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
And, it's just, we didn't know what, it wasn't that big of a deal, but it sounded big. And we were quite worried about that. Yeah.
Geez, doesn't he look like hamburger? That's like kind of an upgrade from what I'm looking at. Yeah.
And then the game when Albert was there, and Albert didn't like that, but Darren said he had his nose broken. I hate to tell you, but I wasn't down crying or anything. I laughed.
Oh no.
Well, because his nose was sideways.
Oh yeah.
And he looked so crazy. And I couldn't help but laugh.
Oh boy.
That's
so glad we have this on video.
It's funny. Yeah. My parents
are you gonna do with it?
What are we gonna do?
Oh, don't put that on it.
It's funny though, because my parents came to watch me play in a game at Montreal Forum. And it was one of my first games. Mm-hmm. It may have been my first game ever. And Ottawa's just a couple hours from Montreal. So my mom, my dad, and a couple of neighbors come down, I guess. I forget who exactly. Well, about three shifts in, Jerry Fleming hits one of our guys from behind. Jerry Fleming was like the biggest guy in the NHL at the time, 6'6". He looked like a moving like vending machine out there. And I go over, and I'm like, I'm looking around the ice. I'm like, somebody's got to go after him. I look around. And I'm like, there's nobody but me. And that's a bad choice, first of all, okay? I go skating over like a son of a gun, and he turns and looks me right in the eye and goes, wham, cross check in the nose. My nose ends up in my eye socket, pretty much. I'm bleeding. I've got my first hockey card ever. I've got foam in my nose to stop the bleeding. And then I got to go out after, and my mom and dad are waiting, and they see this mess. You know, black eyes are starting. I've got this stuff up my nose, and I can barely talk. And my mom and dad were laughing, too. So that brought back a good memory there. I can only imagine what that looked like.
So he had a few stops in the NHL. Now, remember where you're at. Any one of them your favorite? St. Louis, maybe?
It was.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Well, he did marry a local gal. So,
yes, that
so yeah,
too.
I'm sure that's a big part of it.
But St. Louis was very good to the parents. And they asked all the parents in for two games. And they treated us royally. And we were up in the box there. And all the food you could have, all the drinks. And I was so impressed. Chicago did nothing.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's back when old Wirtz was
Let
there,
me
right?
tell you.
Yeah,
boy.
That ain't happening.
You got a whole fan base now that's going to love you because you just ripped on Chicago. So you're doing well today.
She knows what she's
I'll
doing.
Tell you what, I think she's done a few interviews before. She's doing really well here. So you know, you raise this guy. Now you're a grandma, and he's got some talented kids here. So the other night.
That's where I wanted to go.
That's right. She, his daughter, she sings the national anthem. She does an unbelievable job. Everybody's congratulating him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when somebody's tough hockey player and he has this wonderfully talented, beautiful daughter with a beautiful voice, you start wondering, where does this voice come from? But I think, and I think Rives has figured it out that all this time, he is doubling as a country singer.
Have you seen...
Is this true? Can you confirm or deny that he is Kenny Rogers, just reincarnated?
Mama Kimball, have you seen the picture of Darren?
No.
Darren and Kenny Rogers.
Oh, my goodness.
Separated at birth, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I think if Kenny Rogers hadn't had that operation, he'd look just like Darren.
There you go.
Well, well.
And if we straighten Darren's nose out, he'd look a little more like Kenny Rogers, maybe.
Yeah.
But now, go
ahead. Why did you let him back?
I don't know.
But I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
So people want to know where so are you the singer? Can you want to belt out a few lines?
No, wait,
lines?
There's talent in the family,
yeah,
though,
who's
right?
Who's the singer here?
Yeah. I've listened to him sing. But
Well, we have somebody on the Patterson Tire and Service text line that wanted to know if Darren could belt out a line or two.
No, I'm right here. I didn't do it.
Somebody said,
hey. He's always blaming me. Yes. I didn't do it this time.
Patterson Tire and Service text line, a whole lot more than a tire store, 797-6711. One of our listeners.
Come on, give us
one
a few
of our
bars
listeners
over there.
Says, how does a tough guy have such a talented daughter? Where in the world did she get this voice? Maybe Darren is a closet singer. Can he belt out a couple of lines for us today?
Come on, Kimmy. What's your favorite song?
Hey, now wait a minute. We know you're a country guy. You like country
I'm a
music.
Waylon Jennings guy.
I know. And you've got a favorite Waylon Jennings song. Let's hear it. Come on.
I'm not doing it.
Hey, come on.
Should we get a little beat in the background?
We're not
here?
Doing nothing?
Nothing?
You're not going to do it?
No.
Pretend you're in the
shower. Your daughter just stood up in front of 18,000 people and sang. You're in a room with four people.
He could reach over and choke you in a minute.
I've been asked many a times that night where she gets it from. Now, it's not me, obviously, but my wife's side, they've been into the acting business and all that, the theater department all the time. But the woman beside me, she played the accordion and she does all this stuff
that
too.
That ain't easy.
So she's got some music in the family. From
we should have got
side.
Judge Hill in here and
but
they could have
jammed. We should have had beer and a party going on here right now.
But I got she plays the piano and does all this kind of stuff this woman does. So she was the mayor of Lucky Lake. The ambulance the ambulance driver. And
Wait, back it up.
It's almost like are you trying to get back in the country or what? You're trying to hide all this stuff. You live in a secret.
Hey, life. Hang on.
You were the mayor?
A long time ago.
Politics. Now we see where the politics
now
comes
I get
from.
It. Is that why they have a Darren Kimball sign up there now?
Home of Darren Kimball.
Well, it's about time they got it.
Oh.
We had one and it kind of from the weather.
Yeah.
So we had our anniversary up there, 100 years in July 1st that way, and they had it fixed and put on the rink this trip, and they have a new one ordered, so I'm told.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I did not know you were such an accomplished woman.
I'm not.
Now, no, but you are, okay? Because, look, there's a lot of things here. Everybody knows that the mothers in the family, they drive the ship. The dads can talk all the crap that they want, but the moms drive the ship. And I know it was like that in my house. So for you to be in a small town with a big farm and some land and that and the chores that go on, and you got all these boys or men around you driving you nuts, mm-hmm. and you're doing what you're doing and driving to hockey, being the mayor, playing piano, playing the accordion.
Teaching swimming lessons.
Never mind the scarf. She should have a cape on with Maple Leafs. Honestly, that's so impressive. I cannot tell you how impressed I am.
She taught everyone how to swim in Lucky Lake. She was a swimmer for 20 years, 25 years ago? 25 years?
What?
Swimming instructor?
I was 26, and I was
sorry,
with Red
Cross. 26.
I was with Red Cross and Rural Ice Saving for 28 years as an examiner and consultant.
Look at this.
I mean, my goodness. We had no idea what we were getting in here.
Like a real talent.
That's a real talent. No, give me, you can leave now.
She's on the front stage. I'm in the backstage now.
You ever.
Do
you teach swimming lessons?
I think.
Was that a big hole you had to cut the ice?
Yeah.
Did you have to avoid the icebergs?
No. This was, I thought this.
And the skaters?
This is about Darren, not about me.
No, you're way more interesting.
Oh, no. No, no. This is all about you. We get plenty of Darren twice a week when you're not here. So this is all you.
This is amazing.
So. You know, obviously, we'd all classify you as a hockey aficionado. So, this is a Blues show, right? Do you keep up with, I don't know if it's hard for you to do so from there, but do you keep up with the Blues a little bit since he's doing this, or is it a little tougher?
Well, we never miss a podcast.
Oh, well.
There we go.
So you're well informed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least when I talk, she is.
I was going
to
say.
I'll turn the sound down on the TV and listen to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And,
oh, boy. Oh, no. Do you see some of the horrible things your son says?
And so do you.
Oh!
Damn it. I was hoping she wouldn't listen to those ones.
I like it when you two get going at each other.
In the old studio, we had a barrier between them because they sat on the same side of the table the way it was done. There was a wall, and I could hit this button and up it go. And no.
Well, it's like brothers, right?
Brothers.
It's like brothers. Yeah. You go at the ones you love.
Well, I mean, it's really entertaining.
Yeah, there we go.
And you have quite a following. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we have people in Lucky Lake listening. Now we got we literally have the mayor of Lucky Lake.
You guys, I didn't tell them that.
You wait till I'm nothing here. Wait, I got a sister at home. My oldest sister.
She's a big fan. She's always interacting with her stuff.
Someone's gonna go home to Saskatoon tomorrow morning on the plane, and there's gonna be a critic sitting right in that car waiting.
Oh boy.
So last year was a pretty big year for St. Louis.
Yes.
Obviously being an alumni of the mm-hmm. team. I mean, these guys, both of them, got to experience an amazing mm-hmm. thing that went on from a different perspective than just a fan. Mm-hmm. How was that for you as well?
Well, it was really good because, after the Canadian teams got knocked out, where I live in a condo, said, "Oh, I'm not interested anymore. Our teams are all gone." I said, what do you think? I said, St. Louis is about half Canadian.
Oh, yeah, they got like 17 guys at the time.
That's right, they do. And, I said, well, that's our team.
Well, there you go. So we had a big fan in Lucky Lake.
Yeah, my parents, too, in Ottawa said that Canada did kind of adopt the St. Louis Blues because none of them liked the Boston Bruins.
Oh, well.
About small patches, I guess.
And it goes back a long time because the Blues almost moved to Saskatoon,
that's
too.
A good,
so there was
Saskatoon Blues. That would have been weird.
What was that like being up in that area when that was going on for you? Like, what were the rumors like with that?
I didn't live in Saskatoon then. I lived in Lucky Lake, like, one time I got married until... 3 years after my husband died, me and I moved to Medicine Hat. And so I didn't pay that much attention.
You didn't,
no. No.
It was a scary time here.
It was all hot air anyways. Mm-hmm. I want to get back to...
Okay.
I want to get back
Take
to
it
a
on
couple
back,
things babe. Your granddaughter... Mm-hmm. Performs the national anthem. Mm-hmm. I know in talking to Darren, you know, mm-hmm. he was pacing the building. He had to keep drying his armpits out because he was sweating.
Oh, oh boy.
Now, when you're watching that, mm-hmm. how does that feel? Compare it to watching Darren play hockey, and now you have your granddaughter on a massive stage mm-hmm. singing the national anthem. Mm-hmm. How exciting is that?
Well, she was awesome. And she, the night before... She was practicing that, and like I got in Monday, and I could hear her doing this up there. And when she hit the high note, I said, "You've got it." And I thought she's going to be fine. And no, she's very talented, and it was very emotional. And no, she's got quite a career ahead of her in whatever she does, because she's got lots of things that she's good at. Yeah, we're so proud of her.
We were all proud, and yeah. you know, I had the guys from Fox Sports send me a little video of mm-hmm. it and stuff, and it was an amazing moment mm-hmm. For you guys. But then, you know, this is quite the trip for you for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. And last night, you had the opportunity to watch Lawson play hockey.
Yes,
in a huge game, obviously. CarShield AAA played Blues AAA. CarShield AAA with the big W 2-1 last night.
There's our amateur report.
That's our amateur report.
Way to go, our but Nelson now, Land Services amateur
the
report.
Against the Nelsons.
Oh, I bet they're real happy to sponsor that portion of there.
But yeah, so now you've seen your granddaughter sing on a massive platform, and now you're watching Lawson play hockey mm-hmm. in a massive game here locally. Mm-hmm. How much fun have you had on this
trip? I've had a lot of fun this trip. And Justin, he was one of the fathers that from the high school team that wasn't working. And we were just talking at the rink, and I said, you know, I would really like to see some of the places, just drive by to see where Darren went. You know, it's part of his life, because I miss so much of his life. He says, "I'll take you." I didn't ask, Carolyn. I didn't ask. And anyway, I was surprised. And everywhere we went, he took pictures, but I didn't know he had sent them to you.
He did. And then we sent them to everybody.
And I didn't know he did that. And I thought... Well, when he said they want you on the podcast, I said, "Well, I'm in trouble now."
Oh, no. Oh, I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Oh, no, like, this is good.
I got Mom. I'm like, we have to get her on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, "I don't know if Darren." I go, "Never mind, Darren." Now, when you're watching Lawson play, does he remind you of Darren at all?
I don't know. Does he? What do you think? Does he skate like you
no,
did?
I think he's a better skater than I am, but there's different parts of the game.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, I'm not comparing who's yeah. better. I'm just saying, does it remind you? How about this? Let me word it differently. Does it remind you, bring you back to when Darren was younger and you're watching that?
Oh, definitely, yes. And then you see, like when Darren was here, he played in the old rink. And this first time I've been in the new one. And it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a great time. And it's just for such a – this is a real quick trip. And – No, it's and then it just seems I was here in July, but it seems that Lawson has grew some more. He's really really getting tall, and it's been quite a while getting there, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, he's taking his time. He's going to get there.
But she's, you know what? She's had there's been high school that we played big games in the high school's part.
Yeah.
So she's been able to go up and watch that at McHenry, up where Gary's home is there, and. So every game, maybe I might have to keep her in when the playoffs get here because she's been a good luck charm.
She's undefeated here, huh?
Yeah. Mama Kimball, she's the answer.
So
well, yes, the Blues won and they were on a losing streak. So
that's true too.
Get Stillman on the phone here.
Before
will
you guys go anywhere, can you come across the street and buy a lottery ticket with me, please?
Get Stillman on the phone here. Let's get a stipend to keep her around.
No kidding.
Well, I haven't checked the 50-50 yet.
Oh. Well, now, wouldn't that be a sign?
Boy, wouldn't that be something?
I had to borrow some money from Darren because I wasn't even thinking.
Oh, don't say that. Now you're going to be on air saying that he's going to want half now. No. Look at this guy.
No, because you know what? She goes to me. She goes, I'll split this with Darren. And the 50-50 is there. And I go, I ain't getting in that. Said, you're on your own, Mama.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want his luck.
Yeah.
Well, so I said, no, I'll pay you back, and which I did.
Yeah, now, so that's official. She's paid you back. That contract is over. So now when she checks and sees that she won it, sorry, you're out, buddy.
You are out.
Well, I'd have a hard time getting it back to Canada. First thing they say, have you got more than $10,000 with you?
Hey, don't worry.
Imagine. I said, does it look like I have?
When we get off the air, I'll teach you how to get that across the border.
Oh, boy.
I had to bring a lot of money home from Russia. It's amazing what you can do.
Another great story.
Well, he told me I wouldn't win it, so I like to be in on it anyway.
Yeah.
I understand that Lawson has turned into a physical player. Like,
yes, I noticed that.
Friend of mine, friend of mine tells me, like, I'm asking Mason. I know Mason really well, mm-hmm. Justin's son, and I ask him one day just out of the blue, you know, what kind of player is Lawson? He goes, mm-hmm. man, he hits like a truck. So I'm thinking, like, you know, here you are coming in town with all these changes. So, mm-hmm. you know, you've been through it with him and you know, by all accounts, unfazed. Uh-huh. You know, how is it now watching your grandson play that style of hockey? Has it changed any for you? Like, are you sitting there going, none of that?
She doesn't faze her. No, did you hear this woman earlier? She's like, yeah, I laughed when Kimby had hamburger for face.
Oh, geez.
I got to listen to that now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord of the Double Kimball, please.
Well, I was just telling you the story about Roger Millian, which I didn't like. And then, I don't know. When they refer to the tough guys as goons, that really upsets me. And I heard it again at my condo, not about Darren, but they were just talking, this one guy, all the goons, and I said, just a minute. I said, Wayne Gretzky bought Semenko a car. And I said, he didn't have to fight all the time. I said, he just had to be on the ice. Well, he shut up then.
We need you as commissioner of the NHL.
I was gonna say, there might be a job for you somewhere.
Mayor of Lucky Lake / NHL commissioner.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are too much.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you've got this thing figured out. I just wish the rest of the league had it out.
Well, it's not right.
You're 100% right.
Well, I said they're professional hockey players, and they are given that role.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could pick, sure, but you can't. The higher you get up, you do as they say. And I don't know. The four places, it was all good, except when I went to Quebec, that was good too. But Darren said, he said, I was going to go sit up in the stands, and he says, Mom, don't you say anything. It'll be in the paper tomorrow. Do you remember that?
You're not in Lucky Lake anymore. This is going to be in the paper.
I've never forgot it. I laugh every time I think of it. Yeah.
I love it.
That is good stuff. You mentioned it earlier. Any good stories in the stands? Did you ever have any confrontations, anything?
There has to be some there has time to be where somebody something. Said, oh, I hate that Kimball. And you're like, yeah, well, I'm his mom.
Yeah. No, I didn't do that because I was there by myself.
Something tells me you could handle yourself just fine.
Maybe a little bit, but not all those kind. But he had his own corner in Chicago.
Oh,
so we're here. So we'll put a little dirt out there, okay?
All right. So,
here we go. Make sure. Okay, camera roll.
This is growing up when I met Melissa, and we went up in Chicago playing Chicago, and Mom come in to see us, and so they get telling stories. So at one point in time, my mom, she was in the bar in Lucky Lake, and
there we go. There we go.
So there's a little bit of an altercation. But
and you told me not to say dumb stuff.
No. But there's a little bit of an altercation. So and Mom come out on the good side of things, but it was maybe I get it from her. I don't know. Maybe that's
wait. Okay, so an altercation. Mom.
I wasn't the mayor then.
You weren't held to such a high regard, so you could throw it around? What was going on?
Was it lefts or rights or both?
I don't want to really.
So what happened? Give us the skinny. Give us the skinny.
He's got it out there.
He's got it out there. Tell us. Give us the skinny.
All right. It was harvest time, and I went in to buy some beer for them. And when I go in there, my brother-in-law was sitting there, and the grain buyer. I had some land myself, so come on, Bev, sit down. And I always talk to everybody there, so I sat down, and just nicely got talking. And this woman comes in, and anyway, she hits me on the back of my head with a purse. I didn't know who it was. I whirled around, threw her on the floor. Now you started this, Darren. I had a skirt on. And I pulled it up and
this is amazing.
No, this is a dumb thing. He probably didn't want me to talk to you.
He brought it up.
He did.
Yeah, never mind him.
Boy,
hamburger face.
You're out of the will.
You're out of the will. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, you better watch out. She's going to throw down here with you. So you dust this lady off, right? Just you're dusting her off a little bit, right? And then what? You just get up and go have beers.
No, she went up. But, you know, to this day, I don't sit with my back to the door.
You know what? My dad taught me that growing up.
That's the way the mafia does it.
Your back to the door.
That's the way the mafia does it.
Yeah.
The
lucky mafia.
When we have coffee up at the condo there, and they moved the piano for me because the one who used to play a long time ago, you know, their back was facing. I says, no, I'm not playing that. I said, you'll have to move it to the side. So they did. And they love it when I get in there and start playing.
Well, here we go.
Tickling the ivories.
Look at this.
This is good stuff. Let me tell you.
It's incredible. But I love Darren, come on. You got more good stories? That's not dirt. That's class.
Just good. That is awesome.
It's not class. It's
what was her fault?
Yeah, it was, but you know, we're good friends today.
Well, okay. Probably, because if you're not, you beat the hell out of her again.
No. You know, I think most people knew about it in Lucky Lake. I said, I felt so bad, but anyway.
Now, were you mayor before or after that?
No, it's after.
You were mayor after that?
No. Well,
No. Somebody must have liked
people
it.
People were scared to run against her.
That's right. They're like, never mind that.
Oh, yeah. Quit it. Nobody, I don't put up with anybody touching me. It's one thing I don't do.
I don't blame you. Now I'm nervous going in for the hug later.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be really nervous.
I'll
here
be
in
picking
a little
up
bit
my teeth with broken fingers over here.
You guys must be hard up for people if you're listening to me.
Oh, boy. Are you kidding me? This is gold. Oh, this has been gold, Lord, the whole time. You're so much more interesting than Darren.
So much more interesting. But no, this is good. Like I said, I think a lot of people, one of the things I love about the show, obviously, is they get to kind of live through these guys and their experiences. Mm-hmm. Both of these guys are very open and honest, and I think people really appreciate that. So finding out kind of how it all happened is a really great thing for everybody, you know. So I think people were hoping for a few more stories. So like maybe, you know, you may have had to give it to him once or twice, you know, or
Darren must have got in some trouble in Lucky Lake.
I mean,
Lake.
Come on, there had to be
probably stuff I didn't know about.
Yeah. Oh. Was he going into the bars underage?
Oh, not there he was.
No, no.
But he probably was since fifth grade. Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if he's old enough to go away, he can have a beer, that type of thing, I guess.
I'm hearing more about some of the stuff he's done on your show.
He always does that, too. He pauses, too. Yes, eh? And then he's like, ah, damn it, I'm in too deep now.
Yeah.
He says that. He's like, ah.
She'll phone up and go, I never knew you did that, Darren.
Sometimes he gets going and the F-bombs start flying. I always wonder if you send him a little text saying, hey, that's enough of that.
No, I actually phoned him.
Oh, there you go.
I said, don't say that one word. I'm not going to tell you what it is. So I said, don't say that one. I don't like that one. And the rest I can tolerate because you hear it everywhere.
Well, I think he tries, and then he gets going, and he can't help it.
Every now and then the wires cross over there, and we can't control them.
No, he hasn't said it since. I said, no, don't do that one. And
We'll make sure we keep track of them for you.
We have another Patterson Tire and Service text line question for Mama Kimball here. Can you confirm or deny that you had to buy him special helmets when he was a youngster? So the question, so I guess what they're basically asking is, could you just walk in the store and find him one, or did they have to order one special?
Or did they?
I never did that.
Work with the trash
that's
can.
That's got Jamie Rivers on there.
You're doing like you're watching me. It's not me.
No, that was his dad's job. I didn't do none of that.
No. Okay. All right. So
that's a no, Mom. That's his dad. Just answer that question. No.
She left a room open there for.
That's her dad's job.
He's the only one that can stretch him that far.
No, but I don't know anything about the equipment, and if when he needed new skates or whatnot,
just a no.
Albert,
it's
you're
a, just a question's a no.
Now
the answer is no to that question.
Don't listen to him. Don't start
don't
listening
you
to
listen
him now.
To him. You answer honestly, and you've been now, very forthright here. You just keep it going. You're doing wonderful.
The best part is when she walked in and we were talking, and she goes, "I've been trying to take pictures of Buffalo for you."
I know, that is so good.
And not the city. Not the city.
Oh, no. That is good.
So Mama Kimball's definitely listening all the time.
Yeah.
We'll work together, okay? You and me.
Yeah. I do have pictures of Moose, though.
Oh, well, that's close enough. That's close enough.
Yeah, that'll work.
Albert took those, and we were surprised because they usually don't come down that. Well, they usually don't come down that far, you know,
well,
far south.
Well, they have
it's
to
only
see
when Darren's
friend.
Home.
Yes,
it's at Darren's home. They come to say hi.
No, we were surprised that that they were, you know, they come down from the north looking for food, I guess.
Oh, Mom, stop that. they're way out in another land here.
No, right? No, we're listening. Now, listen, before we...
I want to know. Okay, he started it with a buffalo.
You're right. I did. And Mama Kimmel's on my team now.
Okay? Yeah,
don't start. Before we wrap it up, because I know we've been going here about 50-some minutes, and this has been amazing, there's a couple things I wanted to say really quick to you as a mom, because I know that my mother, you know, you grow up with it, and we joke around, and we laugh, we tell stories. But as a mom, I'm sure you're very proud of Darren, and I think you should be extremely proud, because you raised a good guy. He left home. He did a job in hockey that was not easy. He did
right.
it for a very long time. And when his career was over, he stepped up. He got a job, provided for his family. He's been an amazing dad, and he works his ass off. And he's like a brother to me, and I love him. So just so you know that.
And thank you.
Mushy time around here.
Well, you know what, though?
No,
but it's
no you're right.
You know, we always joke, and we get the moms and dads in here,
sure.
And they don't necessarily know, you know, how we feel. But that's what I recognize for Darren, and I know that that comes from you and your husband.
Well, thank you very much. I could write a book, probably.
You should.
And you could sell a bunch of copies.
This has only been an hour. Trust me.
It's only been an
you
hour.
You should write a book.
And on that note,
just call it Tatanka.
And what's funny on that last note of just wonderful thoughts and rainbows and butterflies, the last question on the Patterson Tire and Service text line is, have you ever referred to your son as Al?
As who?
Al Bundy. Have you ever called him Al Bundy? I mean, these things are just rolling in here.
That's not for me. That's for him.
They got it wrong then. Okay.
No, that's okay.
Maybe it's, would you like to call Jamie Al Bundy? I don't know. No, they
no,
got it wrong.
No, I won't then. Do that.
So people are having, we have a little fun around here, and people like to jump in.
This
so
has been
okay.
fun, I'll tell you.
You have a good time. Well, you're welcome back anytime.
Oh. Anytime. And if you remember stories that you didn't get to today, just write them down.
Just type them on
We'll
in.
Get them.
I promise you, when she gets back to Saskatoon, Sister Carolyn, when she'll be listening to this later on
Well,
today,
when's she going to come in and do a show? I guarantee she's got a whole nother set of stories.
And the brothers,
I'm sure.
And we got to get the whole family involved.
Hey, don't you be careful. You be careful over there. We'll be talking to your family
That's
here.
Fine.
So
That's fine.
Your brother, I'm sure, would love to come in
you
here.
You need a whole day on that
you
one.
Need that's a series.
Yeah, that's a long series. But
I'm going to get off the plane and just tell her, just hush up.
Hush up. Oh.
Telly, see, you saw what happened to that lady with the purse.
Thank you so much to everybody for those texts on the Patterson Tire and Service text line.
Thanks, Ribs.
Whole lot more in the tire store. Give them a call, 618-797-6711. Located at 3718 Highway 111 in Granite City, Illinois. Specializing in, obviously, brakes and tires, but automotive repair as well. And you got to meet Brian, and was an interesting day, I'm sure.
Oh, it's a lovely day.
Yeah, you got a great time. And we appreciate you coming in.
We had a great time, we did.
Yeah. And Adam's Smokehouse, obviously, the barbecue was great. And as always, our special segment brought to you by our good friends at Adam's Smokehouse. Let's you mentioned Minner Arena earlier. Let's go live to Dennis Minner. And now and see what he has for us today.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Thanks for having me back. This is Dennis Minner coming at you live from Minner Arena, and we are brought to you by the one and only, the amazing Adam Smokehouse. And man, if you missed out on some of their holiday specials, hey, do not worry, because they still have the best barbecue in the Lou. Go check them out before a game, only 6 miles from the Enterprise Center, and let them know that Minner Arena and the St. Louis Blues podcast sent you. Hey, also want to let you guys know about a really exciting thing that we are doing on the at Minner Arena Twitter. Right now, we are giving away a Pat Maroon signed 8x10 photo with COA. All you have to do is go and like, follow, and retweet that image for your chance to win. And we're going to give that away just a couple days before the All-Star game. So, hey, awesome time to be a Blues fan. I mean, it is absolutely mind-boggling to think the conversations and the fan perspective I was throwing out on my segment this exact time last year. I was crying. I had thrown in the flag. I mean, I was waving the white flag with both hands and both feet and had given up on this team. And then we go on to win a Stanley Cup. And now here we are still without Tarasenko. Here we are right now, number one in our division and number two in the NHL. Absolutely incredible the way Berube has just turned this team around. His focus going more to an offensive focus compared to that of Hitchcock and Yo has just opened up the sleeping giants within this team. So, you know, we had 3-game loss, and then we had an okay time the other night. Still gave away a couple errors. I'll just leave it at that. I know the guys have dove into that this week at the Sharks game. But, hey, the baby Sharks, Grandpa Shark Thornton got squashed. Tonight we've got the Sabres coming up. And again tonight, you know, here we are without Gunnarsson and Parayko, two guys, especially with Parayko filling in, I mean, an insane amount of minutes. This guy is running, 25, 26 minutes a game, and to be without him. And you know, as you know, we're still without Tarasenko. But to think we are still doing this, we have incredible depth. And again, I'll look back over the last several years, all of us as armchair GMs have just ripped Armstrong apart. And just to see how some of his decisions over the last several years are now still shining through with Mikola. We've got him coming in and just really stepping up. And noticing that tonight, I saw the lineup. Sanford is back on the top line again. And, you know, I've been real critical of Sanford. He's definitely become the whipping boy, this last, month and a half. I had high hopes for him. I mean, especially last season. But hey, if Rohr can turn Perron into a potential all-star and just awakened him, I mean, the chemistry there has been incredible. Really anxious to see what keeps happening here with Sanford. But, you know, hey, Berube sees something and he's giving him a second shot. Whether it's to highlight him for a possible trade, we're going to be seeing that real quick. But, man, who would have thought here we are with Perron as a potential all-star? And, hey, you still have today and tomorrow to get your votes in. He is leading the way right now. January 10th is going to be here close, but we can do it. And I mean, it's going to be just freaking awesome to have 3 Blues All-Stars at the game when we get to cheer and yell for them. But to have 4, I tell you what, would just be absolutely insane. So, hey, I do want to give a quick shout-out to Kimby's daughter. Clearly she gets her voice and her looks from her mother, beautiful young lady that did an incredible, incredible job with the national anthem. So congrats to that. And Kimmy, that was pretty cool. And I know that had to be a cool moment as a dad to see that. So, hey, again, fan perspective, the All-Star sweaters were released with very, very mixed reviews. And at first, I was like everyone else, how boring. And I don't know, man, but there's something about the dark gray one that just keeps pulling me in. Now, it's not enough that I'm going to go drop the money on that jersey, But I'm okay with the dark gray one. The white one, the black one, I'm just not feeling. But for those of you all that don't know, there was some thought going into it, the five stripes being, you know, representing the – I'm not a – a musician, but whatever it is on the music sheets and all that. But and then it was in silver. All those lines are silver. Those represent the arch. So anyway, kind of a cool, you know, small tribute to the Blues. I know the NHL has to be careful because they're trying to appeal those to, you know, to every single team. But again, they just continue to unimpress, I think, the majority of fans with their comeback from these all-star jerseys. But hey, they are what they are. I'm just happy. But again, make sure and go check out at Mentor Arena on Twitter and sign up for that maroon giveaway that we're going to be doing. All you have to do is like, share, and follow at Mentor Arena, and you have that chance to win that signed 8x10. And again, we could not be here if it wasn't for the one and only Adam Smokehouse. So go check them out. Make sure and ask for Mike and let him know that Mentor Arena and the Blues NHL podcast sent you over. And, man, just smear that cranberry cayenne sauce all over your hands and just lick every finger, man. It's ridiculous. I'm hungry. I think I'm going to go get lunch. So, hey, until next week, let's go Blues.
Good stuff as always from Dennis Minner, and we appreciate again the hospitality from our friends at Adam Smokehouse for taking care of Mama Kimball and our good friend Justin Rohr. He's a fan of the show and just a really good guy. And you mentioned he's off work right now. He had some surgery. Mm-hmm. So, you know, get better soon, Justin. I know that's a rough one there for you. That back surgery's tough. So
you know what's funny with Justin?
What's that?
So a bunch of guys that where I work at know Justin. And so one of them, we call him Driving Miss Kimby now.
Oh, no. Like
get him a little hat to put on. So I like it. But he's your limo guy.
He goes, he would do it all again. He had a blast. Yeah.
You know what I thought was funny was there was a little text chain going around with all this, but somehow you weren't on it.
That is actually really funny. It was like Justin, Jim, and I were on it.
Yeah, it was really good.
No, Kimby. And I was like, wait a minute.
I'm like, what's going on here? Why are we keeping... So it was good, but I'm glad you got to visit some of those places. And Adam Smokehouse, again, thank you to the Nelson family, NelsonLandServices.com. Sorry for the loss last night to Carshia, but it was... I'm sure they're okay with one game while Mama Kimball's in town to see her son and everything.
Funny. They were there for when Lennon sang the national anthem.
So oh, yeah?
They were in one of the suites. They bought a ticket to go there, and I was down there talking to them, and we knew we were going to be playing the next day, so it was it's a friendship that they've always come on the good side of it, but we finally get one on the good side.
Nothing wrong with that, and they're great people, and you know they support our show, and really all they're looking for is an opportunity. NelsonLandServices.com. Coach Henson, who's been
videoing.
I was going to say now you can add videographer to your resume. Yeah, but
resume.
It looks like you want to be heard before we get out of here.
Well, I just want to because of London,
yes,
and saying I was there, and my entire family was there except my daughter. And we heard a bunch of crap for that. But anyway, so we're sitting there in the suite, and I'm horsing around with the phone as always, and here comes Kimball. Kimby walking up behind me, and I've known him for 25 years. I've never seen him smile so much. He was just, like, glowing. And it was – I go, how great was that? And he goes, oh, my gosh. You know, it was like – it was better than anything he's ever experienced. He was so proud. And so it was just good to see, you know, and he also had this, like, relief look on his face, too, because I said, how nervous were you before? And he goes, I couldn't sit still. I was going to throw up. He said he thought he was going to throw up. So then later in the evening, we've had some cocktails, and Mama Kimball comes in, and I go over and I give her a hug and remind her who I am. And she says, I said, wasn't London great? And she said she was. It was outstanding. And then she instantly reached for her Canada scarf and said this. And we're the champs. World Junior champs. Yes. Like that came right after her, like talking about
serious
how great
business.
Her daughter was.
Very serious business.
She instantly grabbed that and goes, look, Gary, I got my Canada scarf on because we're number one. And I was like, yes, you are. So anyway, I just wanted to share that because it was an awesome night.
It runs deep.
Really, I mean, happy.
Kimby still wears his Toronto Blue Jay. He wears all this stuff.
There
no matter what it is.
There were tons of people there supporting the Kimball family that day, and it was just awesome.
I think Ribs is in the same ball game I am, but now that I'm out of the sport, when you're playing, it's different because you're playing that team. You're for that team, but you grew up in Canada, like the Edmonton Oilers and Montreal Canadiens and the Leafs, you know, they've all had their runs and they were, you know, that's who we grew up watching. And it was, but Canada hockey, when he goes to Team Canada, and I know Ribs played for it, and that's especially what he did, but when that tournament comes, I know when that tournament's coming every year because I'm all about, and it's all Canada. I don't care who's playing. I'm all for Team Canada, and it was nice to see him win this year the way they got trounced the one game and then got the chance to come back and beat him. So it was a great experience. But Rivers got to play in it, so you know, he knows more about that than me. But it's when you go Team Canada, you don't never get away from that stuff.
I don't know that we can get out of here though. We got to take a minute because I know that you would have to want to address this. Hindu had shared it the other, or actually I think I shared it and then Hindu commented on it, but it worked out exactly how it should have worked the other night with Kadri, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how it's supposed to be done?
You know, and that Kadri, but that's, he was playing, wasn't he playing against his old team then?
No, it was Rangers.
Rangers, yeah.
Playing the Rangers.
But Kadri's got that little mentality. But a player gets hit, and kudos to the player that hit the guy, because usually the player will hit the guy and he'll run away sometimes.
Well, he didn't have much of a chance.
Yeah, he didn't have much of a chance.
I think he thought about it, but then when he was eating right hands in the mouth, I think he said, I better take my gloves off.
Was it a bad hit? I don't
know. Okay, so that's where I have an issue, okay, is the NHL these days, every time there's a big hit, it's like they got to go to the super slow-mo and review it 10 million times. Did the wind clip his chin? I don't know. We need to suspend him. Oh, my God, he wet his diapers. That's one game. I'm tired of it. The guy had a great hit. For all intents and purposes, it was a hip check.
Yeah.
You know, he come across with I call it the bee sting, coming butt first. He comes in, boom, nails the guy, bee sting. He goes down. And you know what? Kadri comes in, who's not a fighter. He's a feisty guy, and he sticks up for his teammates, goes over, fills that guy's mouth full of knuckles, and guess what? We're all fine.
Yeah.
You see, you go back, and so that incident, and that's the way the game was played. And, you know, it might have took a little bit longer for the tough guys to get involved if that went on, but Kadri doing it right there, and I got nothing wrong with that. The thing where I get into, you watch the Blues in Vegas the other night, and Petro sitting there, and I know you, and I don't know if you guys, because I know a guy viewer was saying something, and you guys might have touched on it on the show when you did it.
I touched on it,
but Petro, Angelo, the way he's playing right now, he's going to be up for the Defenseman of the Year, the Norris Trophy. I think that they're talking about another guy, but I think he's got to be the hands-on dog to win this right now, the way he's playing.
Is it Collins? Is that who it is?
Carlson.
Carlson.
Yeah.
But this is the cat right now, and he's doing it all, but this has happened before where he got it, Jamie Benn sat on him, and nothing was done.
You know what, though? He responded to that, and I'll let you pick up where you left off here, but Petro's kind of responded that last time they played Ben, he like slashed him across the arms and crossed it. Like he's not going to fight him, but he's responded. So back to what you're saying.
But that's, so you get Reeves, and I know Reeves is a tough cat. I'm not saying that at all, but my theory is the way the game is played now, because they've eliminated the guys that did our job. But as a team, you got to stick up for this guy, because this guy's your captain first and foremost. He's probably the best defenseman in the league at this time right now, the way he's playing. And I'll argue that with anybody, just what he's doing and the way the Blues are playing. The thing that surprised me with the Blues is because they're such a tight group. Today's NHL, they're a tight group because, you know, they do a lot. But someone's got to – and I don't care if one responds. I think you all go and respond in that situation because I know the guy's tough and one guy don't need to get beat up. But if you all go, someone – you're not going to be in a bad situation.
Well, it's funny because that's what I alluded to on that episode where it was me and it was Hendu and Kromes, and I said, listen, you have to be team tough. And all that means is maybe all five guys on the ice go after Reeves. And you grab one guy. No, seriously, though. Yeah. You get into a scrum, and you know yourself. I said, you just make sure that nobody's allowed to be pulled out of there by Reeves. You stick together. He starts pulling one guy out of there to fill him in. You grab him in a headlock, the guy behind him, and you keep it going like that. But the number one thing for me is, why even bother with Reeves, okay? Yeah. And I think this is just the mentality of the game has changed to where back in our day, and I know it's back in my day. Well, back in our day, even myself, seeing that happen, I would have went over and I would have drilled one of their best players.
Yeah.
And I would have told him, listen, Reeves wants to go after Petro. I'm going to be in your kitchen all night long cooking steak and eggs. So he better get off of Petro's back. And I'm not going to fight him. Every time he hits me, I'm going to come and hit you.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. And I just don't think the guys think that way anymore, Kimby.
And you know, just to elaborate on what Reeves is saying, I'm playing high school hockey. So I'm playing against a team and they got a big kid that, you know, biggest kid in our league in high school. But I tell my, I told my own kid, I said, screw him. Don't you even go near hit him. I said, but I'm going to point about three other kids out here. I said, and one of them's related to the brugger. Go run his ass. And that's my mentality, because if you can't get to him, then let's go this way and we'll divert. But, and going back to where I'll go to the other thing, when Bob Probert played, and I think Bob Probert, I think he was the toughest guy that ever played. That's my view. So this is my view. I know people are going to argue whatever they want to do, and they can do it all they want. Just go look at the tape. But Bob Probert, when we played him in the playoffs, the year that they got up on a 3-1 and we ended up beating him, Brian Sutter's mentality was, no one's going to fight him, but we're going to go after him as a team. So when he's on the ice and he starts acting up like the Green Bray, like Richie Sutter and Dave Lowry and Bobby Bassin, they all went. And Bob's a tough man. He didn't know what the hell was going on, because first, these guys weren't fighting him, so now he's really pissed off. He's getting madder and madder and madder, because these guys are just coming after him from all angles. And Garth Butcher's on the ice, and he's needling him, and Bob started taking penalties. And that was the way he had to play that game, because... And we end up winning the series off, and he gets suspended and all this shit, and he goes after Vinny Verando there, and he punches him in that video, you know. But it's just, he went so crazy, but it's the momentum swung in our favor because of that. But sometimes you got to deal with it different, and that's how I think today's game, because you don't have the big guys to go after Reeves and Wilson and these guys that are doing it. The Blues don't anyway. So they're going to have to do it just team tough. And I think they got it in them. And I don't know, Berube, obviously he was one of the tough guys that played this game for a long period of time. He knows the mentality, so he knows all these little tricks. And I'm thinking that he might nudge you guys once in a while and say, we do this together.
Mama Kimba, we haven't heard from you in a little bit. You were sitting there listening intently to your son break it down. Would you agree with him? Was Bob Probert the toughest guy?
Well, at least, I don't know if I knew them all, but he was tough. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
He did it for a long time.
Quite a few that were tough there, yeah.
I guess if they were going to square up with your boy, they were all tough, I guess, right?
Well, Don Cherry liked him.
Yeah.
And I like Don Cherry.
There you go.
There we go. I was going to say, you come by it honestly, Kimby.
She's got the good side of the Canadian folk down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, boy, now we got all kinds. I mean, we're going to have more fans than we know what to do with here when this thing's all over with. Well, great stuff. You know, it takes me back to when I first met your son. I'll never forget. I don't know what we were doing, but somehow or another, there was a loop of highlights playing somewhere, and I was with him. And Probert had hit a goalie. I don't remember what it was. And this all's happening. And I'm sitting with him, and Probert does it. And at the time, you know, everybody knows Bob Probert. You know, who wants to mess with Bob Probert? And I look right at him, and this all happens within like 5 seconds. I go, well, yeah, but who's going to do something? And he goes, this guy right here. And some guy just skates in and grabs him. Not a tough guy. And I said, yeah, but Bob's going to beat him up. And he goes, yeah, but if he doesn't do that, he's going to lose his job. And I think that's what's happened. Where, like what you guys are talking about, somebody's got to step in there, whether you really want to do it or not, you know.
It's
and your
fine.
Son filled that void for a long time, and I know you're proud. I can hear it in your voice and the way, you know, you've been smiling ear to ear the whole time. I hope you had fun today. It wasn't very painful, right?
I think I'll come back next month.
There we go.
Hey, once a month.
Now, I don't know if you're allowed to do this, but can I officially adopt you?
Oh, boy.
As a mom.
It usually goes the other way.
I know, but I'm just going to force
it. I didn't hear her wanting to adopt you. I don't know.
Exactly. I think I'd be the puppy that's left at the home, you know, so I'm trying to work my way out of here, you know?
Well, you guys do a great job down here, and we sure enjoy it. We do, and we have lots of discussions.
Well, next time you have a really good discussion, give us a call, because we'd love to hear it.
Well, you know, as a mom, usually you stay out of this stuff.
Wow. And, oh, no, but we want you in.
No, we, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go to sister next.
Well, and then, Kimby's like, son of
a... I was going to say, if I come in, I got to send my family away.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I think we may need River's brother on the next.
I think
we go that route next
you
time.
Need to get,
we
you ain't ready for that, I don't think.
You got to get the chief in here one time.
Oh,
that'll
boy.
Blow your mind, my dad.
He's welcome.
Hey. There'll be a lot of head scratching going on.
Any family of yours is a family of ours.
Oh,
any
my.
Friend, but hey, great stuff. Thank you so much. We applaud you. Great stuff.
Mama Kimball.
You had a hell of a job there raising this one here.
Well, thank you.
But we do thank you very much for coming in. I know our fans are going to enjoy this, and we want to thank all you guys for joining us. Don't forget us, bluesnhlpodcast.com. Subscribe to the show. Find us on social media at STL Blues Podcast on Twitter. Facebook, Blues NHL Podcast, like our page. Find us on Instagram, Blues NHL Podcast Show, and of course as part of lineupmediagroup.fm, your radio streaming device for your platform. Download it today. To our partners, we couldn't do this without you. SynergyHockeySkills.com always takes care of our studio. Thank you so much. Of course, our good friend Randy Green and his wonderful daughter Stephanie Green and their wonderful company, InnovativeCompanies.com. They take care of our first responders and our military out there. You guys are going to get a 15% discount on any project that you have. Just show proper identification. Means a lot to us that they take care of our community like that. That's the name you know and trust, InnovativeCompanies.com. To Adam Smokehouse, thank you for your support. And once again, can't thank you enough for taking care of Mama Kimba while she was in town, and our good friend Justin. Folks, it's the best barbecue in St. Louis, located on Watson Road. Go give it a try. St. Louis, here's your cue. And of course, the Nelson family, NelsonLandServices.com. 5-star locally rated company with wonderful prices. Oh, and to the Patterson family, thank you for hosting Mama Kimball out there and dispelling the myth that Brian has never changed a tire. Darren is very happy. I see the smile on his face knowing that Brian is actually working. Although she did say all she did was see him walking in the building. Where was he coming from? I don't know what's going on there. Where was he coming? Lunch break. He was on his break.
He's coming from the waiting room.
But hey, listen, they're great people. They've been in their community for a long, long time, and you can't survive that way if you're not honest. So make sure you give them an opportunity. That Patterson Tire and Service, a whole lot more than tires for. For all of us here at the Blues NHL Podcast, let's go Blues!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.